Hello, good afternoon.
The name of my undergrad university was Maharashtra University of Health Sciences, where I did undergrad in medicine. The topic of my presentation is injury surveillance in principal, farm, and ranch operators in central states. I would like to give you a brief background of Central States Center for Agriculture Safety and Health, which is a NIOSH funded organization, which is a part of UNMC College of Public Health. The center focuses its projects on injury prevention and surveillance, hearing loss, vulnerable populations, of risk factor estimation, and respiratory disorders. So this presentation is a part of results obtained from three year surveillance data. I'd like to give an introduction about the problem first. Agriculture is one of the most hazardous industries around the world, especially in developed countries. Agricultural activities result in high incidence of fatalities and non-fatal injuries. In the U.S., the fatality rate was 22.2 in 2013. In case of non-fatal injuries, the rate varies from 3.5 to 16 injuries per 100 workers. Now, over the years, increased awareness about farm hazards and safety precautions, and also changes in policies, these rates are going down. But the decline is very slow, and in case of fatal injuries, it's actually opposite. They're increasing. So one of the ways to increase the efficiency of injury prevention programs is surveillance, which means monitoring injuries. Surveillance is helpful to identify trends of injuries and to find populations with high risk. There are government mechanisms such as BLS and CFOI, Census of Fatal Occupational Injuries, that monitor injuries and diseases across all industries in the U.S. But in case of agriculture, they might miss certain population segments. For example, farms which has less than 10 employees or self-employed farmers. So they don't have statistics for these populations. So in order to address this gap, a targeted surveillance is required, which can have better reach of diverse agricultural populations and will have better information on specific types of injuries for this population. So this Center for Central States for Agriculture Safety and Health conducts this targeted surveillance since 2012. So we have 3 year data available, and the objective of this study was to evaluate risk factors for injury in principal, farm, and ranch operators using surveillance data. The study design was cross-sectional. A novel and cost-effective approach was used, where an yearly survey was conducted on farms who were surveyed by U.S. Census of Agriculture. They conduct survey over every 5 years. So CS Cash team prepared the survey, and NAS, National Agricultural Statistics Service, sampled this survey across 7 central states. And 1,000 farms from every state was selected randomly among the 7 central states. And the injury survey and the census survey, they investigated individual and farm level attributes for injury and injury characteristics. Individual level attributes meaning principal operator age, gender, primary occupation type, farming, ranching, or other, and farm-level attributes, meaning size of the farm, number of animals raised on the farm, type of machinery operated on the farm. And The data from these two surveys was linked by NAS using a unique identification number. They de-identified the data set and they gave it to CSCache, and we conducted data analysis, and we did a frequency calculation of outcome and explanatory variables, and also conducted unadjusted and adjusted logistic regression analysis to evaluate the operators of injury. So the survey response rate overall was 34.94%. So the third year has the highest response rate of 37.23%. So the results, this graph shows a frequency of injuries to principal operators. The number of injuries reported, 1, 2, and 3 or more. So the majority of principal operators had one injury, and relatively low proportion was accounted for 2 and 3 or more injuries. We looked at distribution of injury rate across age categories. So we used 10-year brackets of age categories. The overall incidence rate was 6.41 injuries per 100 workers. But when we stratified by categories, the population segment 45 to 54 years had the highest incidence, and 20 to 44 was almost closer. So the younger population had a higher rate of injuries. Then we looked at injury sources. Among the operators who responded to this question, the most distinguishable source was livestock handling, and machinery and tractors were second and third highest. We looked at injured body parts. So between 15 to 20% operators responded that they had injuries on their back, arms and shoulder, or leg, knee, or hip. Then we looked at medical care, type of medical care received for injury. Most operators reported that they visited doctor or clinic, which means outpatient level care, and very low numbers had either no care or hospitalization. Then we looked at disability duration resulting from injury. Almost more than 30% of operators reported that there was no lost time, and more than 15% reported there was less than half day or 2 to 6 days work missed. The unadjusted logistic regression analysis were conducted one-to-one, where we found that there were 12 risk factors were significant for occurrence of injury. Among them were farm, the type of operation as a ranch was had higher rate of injury than type of operation as farm, then primary occupation as farming had higher rate, work time spent more had higher chance of injury than work time than lesser work time. Internet access, lack of internet access had a higher work rate of injury, and also principal operators who were retired from their previous job. Many people retired from previous job and they start farming. They had a lower rate of injury than who had farming as their whole and sole occupation. Then, unadjusted analysis continuing. Field crops harvested had a higher rate of injuries. Field crops meaning crops, corn, soybeans. So in Nebraska, that's it's a big. And then operator age was, younger age decreased the rate of injuries, which was contrary to the incidences. And then land and operation increased the rate of injury. Operator person income, which means the contribution of principal operators to the entire to total income. The more the contribution of operator, the more chance of injury. land and conservation programs. So more land and conservation programs decrease the risk of injury, and use of mid-size or bigger tractors increase the rate of injury. So we put these 12 variables into the multivariate logistic regression model, and four variables were significant for injury. For type of operation, as ranch had higher risk of injury than farm, and higher work time had higher chance of injury, and the retirement status as retired and age decrease the risk of injury. And we may see the means, it's also significant in the descriptive. So in the summary, principal operators of age 45 to 54 years had the highest incidence of injury, working full-time versus part-time, younger age versus older, the risk factors for injury, and operation time as farm or retirement status as operator, and age were protective factors for injury. So to enhance the efficiency of injury prevention programs, intervention efforts should be targeted at these populations. So this is what the surveillance is important to know, what populations are should be intervention program should be looking at while designing the strategies to address these high incidence of injuries in the agricultural sector. So this research was funded by a cooperative agreement between CDC, NIOSH, and Central State Center for Agriculture Safety and Health Injury Surveillance Project. So you can have questions? Sometimes what happens is that these principal operators, this data was on principal operators, sometimes they have the workers who have job done for them, so they don't actually have to do much. So that could be one reason, and also another reason could be experience, and the more they do, so they might be aware of safety precautions using all the measures that are required to do safe farm operations, animal handling machinery. So that could be one reason. And age is in the studies, age is a controversial aspect. Many studies, research studies, they tend to be sporadic. They look at a snapshot of certain period. So some few people reported a younger age as higher chance of injury. Some few reported older, so it has to looked at by a systematic review, and also comparing with the data from these type of surveillance. So that then we will have a better idea of how age, what exact category is vulnerable for injury. So that's our next step. Questions?
I had a question on your full-time versus part-time.
Yeah.
The full-time was just for you, the percent of time that you work. So this would not be controlling the work hours. So someone works many more hours on the farm, exposed to off hours, right?
Yeah. So this is in terms of work hours, yes. The categories there. We ask, what percent of time do you work? 25%, 50%, 100%. It's not like full-time, part-time, but dichotomous, something like that.
Also, I personally also do not collect anything younger
Yeah, we looked at, we consider age as 20. Now in agriculture business, there is a high tendency of employing teenage workers or family members. But that's totally different area where our center does the work on surveillance of injuries in children. So that's why for this I think about it. So basically bigger animals, basically cattle, they have unpredictable behavior at certain times. So if not proper care is not taken, person get injured. Now there are field pastures available where there is the animals are sent to a channel, and the person has access only to where he's going to operate. So that has shown some promise. But unlike machinery where you can control machine parts and put ropes, tractor, it's difficult to work with animals. Yeah, there was some sort of compensation was provided. Like, this was a census survey. This was attached to the census. So actually, there was no compensation provided. They have this census survey every year. So the U.S. Census people, they attached the injury question, our injury questionnaire to them, and then they responded. Because generally farmer population, they don't believe in government as much, that much. So that's how the high response rate was achieved. Yes. Actually, it's one of the highest. It's not the highest. The highest is 30. But generally, the developing countries, the difference is between developing countries and developed countries. So now the issue of powered machinery that drives high number of injuries in developed countries. In developing countries, there is still a mostly traditional agriculture-based society, so they have injuries, they have sporadic injuries, but not as severe as in developed. And also, in developing countries, there are issues with data collection and reporting. So that's why it's in developing countries these risks are high, and only mining was higher in the U.S. in terms of incident of injuries. And it's decreasing. Last year, 2012, it was about 24, and in 2013, it was 22.2, so it fluctuates a bit. But the decline is relatively slow over the years. Sometimes they don't, even if they get, when they get injury, like minor injuries, they just neglect it and keep on working. When they... No, that's my assumption is. That question wasn't asked. We just asked if they, what type of medical care they received. If they had injury and what type of medical care they received. So... Yes. Yeah. We looked at insurance status as well. We looked at.
Did you throw all the variables in the model, or you just looked at?
No, I didn't include insurance and out-of-pocket variables in for this particular study. So there, we also looked at the how much compensation insurance provided. So the more the compensation provided, the more severe the injuries, or more out of pocket they had to pay more severe is. So we looked at those variables as well. It's not, they're not included in this study.
So if someone is insured, they might fall more likely to employ because of the cover.
Yeah. Yes. So this one and yes, adjusted. So this one is for a numerical variable. So the log of this number is the provides the estimate. So negative, which means it's a protective. So as operators age decreases, it's more protective. No, this is not odds ratio. This is estimate. This is the estimate provided by the software, SAS software.
Yeah.
Thanks.